Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich. And how could something I haven't followed for this long, how could I already be so very sick of it? The Avengers is a virus that won't go away. I cannot wait until this is over. It is truly starting to bother me.
Why?
Because I'll go on the internet and the sites I like will have 5,000 Avengers things on them. It's bothering me. Because it's something that I don't care about that's everywhere. And that becomes tiresome. But nonetheless, it still exists, and people are going out and they are going in droves. It's record-setting.
Well, I mean, record-setting is like downplaying what it did. It doubled the opening weekend globally on how much money it made. It went $1.2 billion in its opening weekend. Like, I have a list here of every box office record that it has opened, that's beaten so far. Domestic opening, worldwide, domestic opening for PG-13, overseas opening, highest grossing in April. I mean, just it's shattered every single record and more than doubled a lot of them. So there's a lot of people still going to see the movie, however.
And you got to be excited about is if you're a fan of like lower budget comedies, because they're going to just churn those out like no tomorrow. Every time something like this happens, it means that there's going to be more derivative crap that doesn't hit like this. Big budget garbage.
I used to think that, but thank goodness for like streaming companies. A lot of them are just like going to places like Netflix,
right?
Which is good. So, I mean, it hasn't quite killed that.
Right.
There are still some people who have not seen it. A lot of people have been avoiding any kind of spoilers and all of that. There's the whole, keep everything quiet. So Nicholas yesterday went out to the movie theater to talk to people who are going to go see the film for the first time.
Losers, because why are you so late on the gravy train?
Why are you 6 days late?
I mean, Pasta Joe was there for a screening in Boston.
And he gave them an offer. The offer was, I will pay for your movie tickets if you answer 3 Marvel questions correctly.
By the way, Rich with a $100 bill on him yesterday.
How about that?
Hey, now. It right out of his wallet. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I had to cash in Kronos when I was in Iceland. They just gave me a $100 bill back. No, appreciate it.
I didn't think that. I mean, you go to the ATM, they're not flying a $100 bill.
So he said, if you answer these 3 Marvel questions, I will pay for your ticket. However, if you miss any of them, I will spoil the ending of the movie for you.
All right. So,
first of all, would anyone take him up on that offer? That's the one thing. And second of all, how did these people do? Let's go to the tape.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what movie are you about to see?
Endgame.
Endgame.
Yeah.
So the new Marvel movie. Are you really excited?
Oh, hell yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, cool. I have an opportunity for you, okay? I will pay for your ticket to Endgame, okay?
Okay.
All you have to do is answer 3 questions correctly, okay?
Okay.
If you get one wrong, I spoil Endgame for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number 1. What is Iron Man's real name?
Tony Stark.
Yes. Okay, good. Groot is known...
Technically incorrect. Where is the S?
Isn't
it Tony Stark's?
No.
My bad.
Back off. This is not
Tony Stark.
Yes. Okay, good. Groot is known for saying 3 words. What are they?
I am Groot.
All right, cool. You got one more, all right?
Okay.
Where was Black Widow's location while being interrogated in The Avengers?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
So, Thor, he's a
nah.
And he...
What?
And he...
You're lying.
No, he...
What?
He
No way.
Yeah, what?
I don't believe it.
All right.
I go find out.
And also...
What?
Yeah.
No way. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry.
Sorry, man.
Well, Nick, in fairness, saved him the emotional exhaustion that was...
Cherish the memories.
It wasn't just one spoiler. It's like he unloaded on him.
It's like he just couldn't stop talking. You got excited there.
It's funny because Rich doesn't even want them telling me the spoilers.
No, I didn't say that. I don't mind that.
Didn't he tell you to stop?
No. No. I don't care. You can know.
No. Well, now I know what happens. But I won't spoil it. Now, is he telling them the real spoilers?
Oh, yeah. That's why I beeped it. Oh, yeah. He's telling them the real ones. There's no radio magic here.
All right. Here we go. We continue.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
What movie are you going to see today?
Avengers Endgame.
Great. Are you excited?
I'm absolutely excited.
Okay, great. So I have an opportunity for you, okay?
Let's hear it.
So I'm going to ask you three questions, and they're all Marvel questions.
Yeah.
Begin all... Right. I will buy your ticket for you for Endgame today, okay?
You serious?
I'm serious.
All right. Let's hear it.
Now, hold on. If you get them wrong, then I have to spoil Endgame for you, okay?
All right. Deal.
Okay, great. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Who's the actor who plays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Very good. Where does Black Panther come from?
Wakanda.
Okay, great. So far, so good. All right, and finally, number three. Who played the character Mugger Number One in the movie Doctor Strange?
That's heinous. I don't even know.
You'll know?
I have no clue.
You have no clue? Okay.
Not a single clue.
Dies.
I have no words to say, dude. I'm just going to go watch the movie and see how it happens.
I'm very sorry.
How the hell does he not know that?
How could you possibly live your life without knowing how that happened?
Yep.
That one's easy.
Oh, you don't even know what he said. That one?
Well, the main death. Like, the one that gets everyone all upset.
There's a lot of them.
No, there's one particular one.
Not a single clue.
Please. Don't be coy.
Oh. I have no words to say, dude. I'm just going to go watch a movie and see how it happens.
I'm very sorry.
From what I read, the big emotional one is...
Have fun paying for yourself.
From what I hear, the big emotional one is there's no debate who's the big emotional one is. It's all you read about. I'm telling you, I read the spoilers. I still have no idea what's going on, except for that. All right, we continue.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yeah.
What movie are you going to go see?
The Endgame.
Are you really excited?
I'm real excited.
Here's the deal. I'm going to ask you three questions, and if you get them all right, I will pay for your ticket to Endgame, okay?
All right, bet.
But if you get it wrong, then I have to spoil a part of a movie for you, okay?
Dang, all right.
So here we go. Who is the actor who plays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
All right. Where does Black Panther come from?
Wakanda.
Okay, great. And finally, what is the name of the production designer who won the Academy Award for her work on Black Panther?
Oh, man. I don't know.
No, I'm sorry. It was actually Hannah Beechler.
Oh, man.
Iron Man. He takes Thanos and...
Oh, no. Now I'm going to cry on camera and all that.
Well, thank you very much.
Why is that so moving to people, that particular thing?
Do you know what it is, John?
No.
I don't think you know what he's saying. And I'm not being coy. I don't think you know what he's saying. Because the way you're talking, it's not what you think it is.
No, he...
There's like 18
he
things...
He sacrifices himself.
I don't think you know what we're talking about here.
Okay.
Fred doesn't know what he's... You're reading stuff, but there's like 18 things, and he's like picking and choosing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, what I know isn't
now
the big, isn't the big death.
What's that?
Well,
what I know
much.
Isn't the big death.
No, you do, but that's not all the things he's spoiling.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But the big one is what I just said off air.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know particularly what he's saying.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
assume.
Can we use this for the radio?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
All right. What movie are you seeing tonight?
See an Endgame.
Okay, great. And are you excited?
Oh, of course.
Is this your first time seeing it?
Yes, exactly. I have not seen it before.
Okay, great. How many have you seen all the Marvel movies?
Yes, I am a true Marvel fan, yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you three questions, okay? They all have to do with Marvel Universe.
Okay.
If you get all three correct, I buy your ticket to Endgame.
Okay. Sweet.
If not, I unfortunately have to spoil the movie for you, okay?
That's no bueno. All right, let's go.
All right, great, great. Groot is known for saying three words. What are they?
I'm going to go with I am Groot.
Very good. That's number one. Who's the actor who plays Thor?
I believe that's Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, great. What is the exact runtime for Thor the Dark World?
Oh, who? What? Okay. We're going to go with 1 hour, 52 minutes.
I mean, you got it right.
What?
It's 1 hour and 52 minutes.
Holy crap.
Yeah! We have a winner!
He, like, won the $20 lottery.
Yeah.
It's like he bought a scratcher.
Crap. Holy crap. Dude nailed it. I even had to Google it. I'm like, I want to make sure that's right.
That's
1 hour, 52 minutes. Dude knew it.
That's like buying a scratcher and walking out with 20 bucks.
This guy just like...
That's an egg on your face.
How about you? The Nerdmaster Supreme just came and crushed your world there, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He snapped his finger and Nick disappeared.
There must be some kind of mathematical problem that if you average up all the running times... It comes
and out. Also... What?
Yeah.
No way. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry.
Sorry, man.
All right. Very good.
You have no clue?
Okay.
Not a single clue.
Dies.
I have no words to say, dude. I'm just going to go watch a movie and see how it happens.
I'm very sorry.
All right. There you go.
Oh, no. Now I'm going to cry on camera and all that.
Well, thank you very much.
Or a phone. It isn't really a camera. It's kind of you're recording with your phone.
Sometimes you can get confused.
1 hour, 52 minutes.
I mean, you got it right.
What?
It's 1 hour and 52 minutes.
Holy crap.
All right, Tom Reed, he covers the Columbus Blue Jackets for The Athletic. We will have him on in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Atkinson stops far half wall. High slot Jones. Near point Panarin shoots. Rass the save. Rebound. They score. It's Duchesne who celebrates with a power play goal. The Blue Jackets victorious 3-2 in double overtime, and this series is tied at one game apiece.
You know what they call a game like that? A double. They call that a Freddy, because I'm always working double overtime, baby. Boom. 10 minutes. 30 minutes. A hip game.
With or without the mask on.
My CPAP?
Yeah.
Well, I've had sex with the CPAP on.
I know. Stephanie's been on and told us the very same thing. I'm just wondering if that is, you know, when you work double overtime, you have to wear that to keep up.
Well, when you have the CPAP on during sex, it's great because no movement is expected at all of you.
That's true. You just kind of lie there. That's right. She mentioned that.
Yeah, that's just, there's no movement. Not even raising your hips.
You can just breathe deep. No problems, right?
Yeah, you're certainly not going to die.
Nope.
You got a CPAP machine on.
A win-win for you.
And it's just
sex and you live after it. Good for you.
Yeah, sex with my wife. Woo! When people brag about having sex with their wives, I just want to strangle them. Oh, do you? Do you get to have sex with your wife now? Wow, how long you been with them? That's got to be exciting. Tom Reed covers the Columbus Blue Jackets for TheAthletic.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Reed, hello, sir.
Well, there's no segue for that, is there?
No. Well, I managed
to
segue.
Welcome to our show.
I managed to segue through brilliantly. All right. Okay, first things first. Do you like that cannon?
Oh, it's fine. I was, it's something. For years, it was one of the things that the arena was known for. It wasn't known really for winning hockey or playoff games, so that kind of sustained them for a while. It was kind of their signature thing, other than that and a lot of losses. It's something that I think people have enjoyed in over the years. It's always enjoyable when out-of-town writers, especially young ones that have not covered the team, walk in there. Because all their friends never tell them. And when it first goes off, people get the crap scared out of them the first time it happens.
Yeah, there was a lacrosse team that did the same thing, and you went, oh, Lord, why is this happening? All right, how fun is it to cover Tortorella?
Oh, it's fantastic. I never understood why. Well, I guess I understand a little bit. But why poor reporters don't like covering him, I think he's fantastic. Even when he's bad, he's good. I mean, there was a night in Madison Square Garden where you come out after a game that they won, and it just made the story even better. So, but yeah, I think he's really good, and I think a lot of times if you ask a decent question, you get a decent answer, and he's colorful, and he says things that sometimes you don't expect to come out of his mouth, even when he's talking about guys potentially crapping their pants and. It's crazy, and again he's really good. He's for the most part he's really good, and he's done a great job here.
Yeah, certainly when he's being bad, that makes it 10 times funnier. All right, yeah. So they're moving Pastrnak. It looks like they're going to move Pastrnak down to the third line. Who knows? I mean, this is playoff hockey, but say that happens, and you're Tortorella, and you have last change. Does that affect the way, in your opinion, that he rolls his lines? Do you think he keeps doing what he was doing, or do you make special consideration for Pastrnak, even though he's been way off his game?
No, I don't think so. I think they'll, a lot of times it's often to the defensive pairings, but they do try to play guys in 5-man units. I don't think so. He's not a huge match guy. Sometimes, yes, but not a lot of times. I think he's trying to just roll. He certainly wants to keep his third pair away from Bergeron and
Marchand and Heimer. Marchand,
yeah. Marchand. But I don't think that he's going to make a huge go out of his way to disrupt it because he does not like to disrupt the flow of his lines by jumping, getting guys on and off the ice for that kind of stuff.
All right, the Bruins played poorly on Saturday night. And the game went into double overtime. What did you take out of that? Were you frustrated a little bit? I mean, you cover the team, so obviously it doesn't matter to you. But if you're a Columbus guy, is that frustrating? Or is it something that you go, all right, they survived this, and this is a momentum changer?
No, I mean, if you're from the Blue Jackets perspective, you had to win that game. Look, in the playoffs, to me, it's either you either win or you lose. I think in the regular season, there's momentum. There's games you don't play well, and you say, "Boy, if you start playing like this toward playoff time, you're in trouble." At this time of year, whatever happens, any way you can get a W, you take it. I mean, I did not think the Blue Jackets played well at all in Game 1, and we're 5 minutes away from stealing that game.
Sure.
So I think
honestly, I think it's been a fairly, I think both results have been pretty fair. I think the Bruins deserve, probably deserve to win that first game. Bobrovsky almost got stole that game for him. And then the other night, you know, Bobrovsky was extremely good in the first overtime and helped get them that win. But I thought that was a game that, that they deserved a little bit more. I thought after they killed that three-minute power play, that was one of the turning points of the game. It starts out as a 4-on-4, and Panarin scores that top-shelf goal, and then they kill that three-minute power play. That was a key. I'll tell you another key. I think the Blue Jackets are just absolutely, to use Tortorella's line, flirting with fire. They're taking all these penalties. They only took like five minors in the entire series against the Lightning. And I know the Bruins' power play isn't playing very well right now, these first couple games, and probably goes back to Pasternak. But you can't keep putting them on the power play, or you're just asking for it.
All right, Bobrovsky doesn't have a great history in the playoffs, of course, until this year, which is the year they play the Bruins, because that's the way things work out. From the when you've covered him, how sustainable is this? Is this a guy, because obviously if you get a hot goaltender, I mean, that's how a lot of teams rise to the Stanley Cup. Does this look like, knowing him, is this kind of play from him sustainable over a course of seven games?
Well, it depends on who you talk to about his full playoff thing. Part of his playoff problems, I thought, was more a Penguin problem. I didn't think he was bad against Washington last year. He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad. He was really been bad in the playoffs against the Penguins. And there's a lot of goalies that have been bad against the playoffs. I will say this. It almost looks so easy to just go back to game one against Tampa Bay. They were down 3-0. They're going into the second period, and they're killing a penalty, and there's a sudden breakdown, and there's 2-on-0 right in front of the net. And he stops Nikita Kucherov on a goal, on a play that should have been 4-0. And from that moment on, Bobrovsky has been completely different. He's been really good. He hasn't had a bad period in the playoffs since then. And he's playing with so much confidence right now. He did not have a great year, guys. He did not have a Sergei Bobrovsky year. He relaxed after the trade deadline when his good buddy, Artemi Panarin, ended up staying because a lot of people thought they were going to move him. Remember, they brought in Duchene. A lot of people thought they were going to buy and sell. And they ended up keeping Panarin, and he has been a different goaltender since then. He's been much more relaxed. I guess it's a long-winded answer to say I think he can sustain this the way he's playing right now.
If you're a Columbus Blue Jackets fan, which are you more confident in, Bobrovsky carrying this out the rest of the series or increased offensive production from guys like Panarin, Jones, Duchene, and Atkinson?
Well, those guys have, well, really, really neither. I mean, Panarin is a point-of-game guy in the playoffs, so I think he's played well. Jones has been terrific, and Jones has been one of their best players. Yeah, I think if you're a Blue Jacket fan, it's the offense because there's not a great reservoir of trust with Bob. And I guarantee you Bob's first bad game in this series, people will say, oh, he's back to being Bob. You know, that's just how fans are. But I think that would be – I think I would go with the offensive guys.
All right. Well, Tom Reed, theathletic.com, I gave in yesterday and I signed up for The Athletic, even though they should have given me a free membership. But nonetheless, Tom Reed, have fun at the game tonight. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right,
thanks,
appreciate man. It.
You nervous?
Yeah.
Hell yes. Yeah. Of course you are. It's playoff hockey.
See, if they lose tonight, game four is a drinker. Game four is a drinker.
Game four, reason, you don't watch a lot of it, that kind of thing? Yeah.
You know, tonight, I can take it. Yes. If they lose tonight, it's by no means over.
No, but down when you're down two games to one and you have another game and the other team's building, I can totally see you walking away from the TV for hours at a time.
However, two games on at the same night, I think, helps me. Because like you can't stew on one of them too much because you're flipping over to the other one. It makes it a little bit more. I don't mind these flipping back and forth games, to be quite honest.
Well, the thing about the Celtics game is that it works out perfectly because the only quarter you really have to watch as a casual fan is the fourth.
And the hockey game, theoretically, should be over by then. But maybe not.
See, because with the Celtics, you can encapsulate things, you know, if you get there by the fourth quarter, you pretty much can figure out
which
what happened.
Once again brings me back to the God bless the 7 p.m. face-off.
Yes.
I love the 8 p.m. face-off on Saturday was not fun at 12:30 in the morning.
I passed out during that. I'm not going to force myself to stay awake.
I mean, most normal people that get up at 7 in the morning for a normal job, you know, have trouble with, you know, the 8 p.m. puck drop or you've and got the a, 1 a.m. finish or you for got double
a,
overtime.
Yeah, you got a kid's practice at 9 o'clock exactly. in the morning and you got to, I mean, right. you pass out. See, the thing about Saturday was we had people over and I started drinking like it was like an 8 o'clock game.
Yep.
So I paced myself to that point. But then when it starts getting late, I didn't plan on this.
I think the last time they did this, didn't the third period start right about halftime was? Like, it almost lines up to where it's almost perfect. Like, you miss, like, the first half of the first quarter because, like, the mm-hmm. second period kind of bleeds into that. And then you start watching it all the way till halftime. And then at halftime, the third period starts up.
Yeah.
It's a nice little matchup. I got no problem with two
Still,
in the same night.
Two playoff teams, both in the second round after a Super Bowl and a World Series.
Yeah. Well, Richard,
not bad.
Rich, you had that thing that the Vegas odds aren't that crazy about these teams.
Yeah, and this was before the second round started. This is before people saw what the Celtics could do to the Bucks, and you know, before the whole these last two games. And it was 40-1 odds that both of these teams end up winning a championship, which would make the Boston Grand Slam. And by the way, I'm sick of people saying, well, it was last year that they went. No, all four teams started in 2018.
They would all be champions
at the same time.
That's the thing.
They'd be champions at the same time. The that's the Grand Slam.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Rebs, you don't count.
It is. Well, but that's not. Well, what about the uprising?
That's a good point.
I mean, you can put that in.
They ain't winning nothing right now.
Well, they got two matches this weekend. Stage two, they win both. They can make the playoffs for the stage.
But in fairness to the people who can't wrap their heads around it, I mean, it is a little convoluted. I mean, I agree with you. That makes sense. But when you think calendar year.
Yes.
But I guess it makes more sense because the Patriots did played the majority of their games in 2018. All right, we will talk some Celtics as they are playing tonight, and that is getting a little overlooked, I think, especially with the blowout in Game 1, and especially if you're me who feels that this series is all but over. I don't think I'm crazy. I do.
Man, you're going to change your mind tonight. I have a weird feeling.
I think you are so absolutely crazy. They are so deep, but that's Milwaukee what I said. Is much better than what you saw.
I said
weekend.
That before the playoffs started, yes. But you just watch. They have the greatest player on the planet on that team.
Yeah, and they made him a three-point shooter last game. All right, here are the headlines.
98.5. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Tutcher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As a team, I don't know where Milwaukee goes from here. Because
Is this over?
I think it's over.
This series is over.
Yeah, they
one
lost.
One game? You just sat there and said that they could win an NBA championship.
Yeah, I did say that. But
one game.
I think styles make fights in boxing.
We know the style of both teams before the series started.
Yeah, but it just seemed like Milwaukee was the way better team throughout the regular season. But when I watched this today, if Giannis doesn't have a monster game, and somebody else besides him doesn't step up, Boston is just going to out-talent them. Because when you look down the line, even if Kyrie Irving doesn't have a great game, Tatum, he didn't play too well today. He can step up big the next game. So it's like, as a Milwaukee, as a coaching staff, do I say, okay, do we focus our concentration on Kyrie? Because now Tatum can step up. Guys like Marcus Morris can step up. Terry Rozier. And that's why the Celtics are dangerous. They just have more, they have more talent than the Milwaukee Bucks.
Five, the Sports Hub. I'm Kutcher and Rich. I agree with Paul Pierce. I believe that the regular season in basketball doesn't matter. I mean, we know that. I mean, this, your standings at the end, home court, doesn't particularly matter.
You say that, but look at the people who have won. I mean, it's like, how many times has like an 8 seed come in and crushed it?
Well, an 8 seed's not any good, but
Well, you said regular season doesn't matter.
Like, no, it doesn't matter. The eighth worst playoff team, there's a huge difference between them and the number one team. Golden State can sleep through the regular season and still finish first in their conference.
Sure, but look at
Houston could very well beat Golden State, and they're a 4 seed. So, no, the regular season in basketball doesn't mean anything. The way the Celtics played and the little hiccups they had and the little infighting doesn't matter around this time of year.
You see, I think that the reason it's different with the Celtics almost has nothing to do with the infighting or anything like that. I think it all has to do with them getting healthy as far as Gordon Hayward is concerned. I mean, he is a massive weapon that they've got on this team. Now, the only person that I do honestly think, I mean, all season long, Kyrie Irving has had like a career year. So the one thing that's the most amazing about Kyrie, and in the playoffs it's been this way too, is he said it after the game, and I know it came across as cocky, but it's true, is that he can get his shot off whenever he wants to. He can make any shot at any time. It doesn't matter. He's that type of player, and there's very few in the NBA that can do that. It's like Steph Curry's got it. You know, James Harden's got it. These guys can just make these shots at will. But the one difference with Kyrie Irving, what we've seen during these playoffs, is that he doesn't always do that. Instead, he'll opt to make the better play, and he'll pass the ball. He'll make the assist, and he gets so many different guys involved. But the one thing that has been just an amazing thing to watch over the last couple of weeks is that when they get down, Kyrie sometimes just goes, I got this, and he'll just go on a run. And those gaps, those deficits that the team used to fall behind and not be able to get back from, now we got Kyrie on the team. We've got Gordon Hayward on the team. Both of these guys are assassins. They can shoot it from anywhere. I think that the percentage that Gordon Hayward's shooting at right now is absolutely absurd over these 5 games during the playoffs. And now you've got a guy like Jaylen Brown, who Brad Stevens said it after the game. He said, look at Jaylen Brown's history with this team. He plays his best at the end of the year and in the postseason. And I believe right now, I saw some insane statistic when it came to Jaylen Brown, that he ranks number one right now in the playoffs in 2-point field goal percentage. He's shooting 75%, and he's shooting 43% from 3-point range. He has been an absolute monster. Now, do I think he's going to sustain that? No, but then again, there's guys like Jason Tatum, who didn't have a good game in game one, who's just waiting to go off. So it's just, there's too many great players, or there's too much talent. I don't want to say great players. There's too much talent on this team for you to look at them and write them off. However, I'm not with Paul Pierce. I don't think the regular season means everything, but it means a lot. It means you got chemistry. It means you know how to beat teams on any random night. But it also means that you have the MVP on your team. And that's more than anything.
It's his decision-making that is the important thing tonight. You saw Giannis Antetokounmpo take his 2 or 3 or 4 steps in the lane. Usually he doesn't get called for the travel, but he was dribbling and stepping into traffic, and the referees weren't calling contact. So Giannis would force a shot at the rim. Celtics would get the rebound, go the other way. He wasn't as willing a passer as he could have been. And Milwaukee has surrounded him with shooters this year. That is what we were told. You know, obviously you're missing one in Brogdon, but Chris Middleton is 37-38%. They got Nikola Mirotic to shoot the ball from the outside. You saw him make a few threes. Sterling Brown, who was hurt, has a bad back. I think he's going to play tonight. Is another guy that can knock down the 3-point shot. You know, Bledsoe occasionally can, but Bledsoe's a good scorer. We'll see how Giannis handles what the Celtics do to him. We'll see how Mike Budenholzer, game plans for what the Celtics did to Giannis in game one. you saw a glimpse of what Milwaukee's capable of in the first half. Celtics had a 15-point lead. Milwaukee scored 15 straight points in about 2.5 minutes, and the lead was gone. That's what the Bucks are capable of. The Celtics, top to bottom, if you look at the rosters, Rich, I completely agree, the Celtics have more depth. And, Fred, you've made that point, too. The Celtics obviously have more depth and more talent top to bottom. However, the Bucks have the best player overall this year, and they have guys who didn't play near to their capability in Game 1.
I don't
think this series is over. I think Milwaukee probably wins tonight, and then we'll see how things shape up in Games 3 and 4 back here.
And the other thing, this is one of the things that I just can't stand about the NBA, is that Budenholzer, after Game 1, put out the bat signal to the refs. He was saying that Giannis kept going to the hole and just kept getting fouls. So that just immediately puts that bug in their ear. And
on
you know
top
that
of the wide
getting,
discrepancy of free throws that Milwaukee had in Game 1.
But that doesn't matter.
I know that.
But looking at that,
to complain about calls when you had three times as many free throws as the Celtics did in Game 1 is kind of odd.
And that's the other thing, too, is now because of all this Rockets crap. Did you hear, Fred, that the Rockets put in a report to the NBA that not only complained about all of the fouls that they missed in this last game, but went and said that last year it cost them a championship.
Yeah, they are the most hated team. I hope they lose in four.
They said 81 missed fouls in Game 7 against Golden State last year. They're bitching about a game last year.
They sent like a full report and video to the league and pointing out all this crap.
What a bunch of whiny pieces of crap. Now, it's different.
So they had three guys probably sitting around for 3 days making this video, and what a waste of time.
Now, in fairness, the NBA officials, you know, they've got that little thing where they review
last
the tape and they say
report.
The last 2 minute report. Yeah. And apparently, Steph Curry was supposed to foul out twice. He had five fouls, and there were two fouls.
Yeah, I mean, where's the complaint about that? Curry played most of the day in foul trouble. I mean, and Golden State still won the game. James Harden has shot more free throws than anyone else in the last 5 years. He's led the NBA in free throws per game 5 straight seasons and 6 of the last 7. And he's bitching and moaning about calls? Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, you could talk about Giannis doing that Euro step every single time he gets the ball. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he...
It's two steps from midcourt, and it's a dunk because they don't call it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he basically can skip two steps to the basket, and there you go.
But I'm not going to also downplay what happened in Game 1. I mean, that makes you feel really good because you liked the chemistry that you saw in Round 1, and the Pacers are a scrappy team. They remind me of the Celtics of last year. Their stars are hurt, but they got out there and they played their asses off. However, you did not go up against a juggernaut, but they went up against a juggernaut and punched them in the teeth. And it was about as convincing as a win as you can get. There's no way they can play that perfect again. I don't believe they can.
Chris Middleton's going to get hot at some point in this series.
But knowing they can do that on someone else's court to the best team in the NBA with the MVP, it sure gets you excited. I mean, it gets you thinking about things, and maybe you start like thinking ahead, which I know is dangerous
to do. I know, but then you watch Toronto struggle with Philadelphia last
night. And you think,
okay. Now things are beginning to open up a little bit.
Yep. And now there's all this talk about, you know, how I heard all the talking heads saying yesterday, because they are pontificating what would happen if the Celtics made it to the finals, and they're all this talk that way. And it's easy to get excited, but don't discount that you are still playing the best team in the league with the best player on the planet.
I'm looking over here at playoff brackets and over the years, and the 4 seeds have fared very well. So don't.
But it's been Golden State. It's been Miami.
Cleveland was a 4 seed. Yep. Cleveland was a 4 seed when they beat the Celtics here in the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's true. That's very true. Miami has been a 4 seed and done damage in the playoffs. So if you look at it.
That was LeBron's last ride 2 years ago. Right?
Yeah. If you want to ride with me,
or last
throw your hands where my eyes can see.
2 years ago. I forget.
I mean, 5 seeds have had a little bit of success, so there you go.
So he said James Harden should watch what he says only because he can travel all day long and no calls are made.
James Harden does whatever he wants.
James Harden is a tremendously gifted player, and he was lucky to play for a head coach like this that basically gives him the basketball and saying, you know what, dribble for as long as you want. If you find anyone, pass. If not, you can shoot from wherever you want. But he draws more fouls, quote-unquote, on people than anybody else in the league. He has no right to bitch about anything. I really hope Golden State blows Houston's doors off in this series.
All right, Manish Mehta going to join us at 9 o'clock. We'll be back before then. Manish Mehta, who's he's an expert in the art of trolling. I absolutely enjoy everything that he does. He's gone full heel to the New England fans.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so rare in New York. It is, because usually they're full heel to the fans of the team they're covering. But we'll have that for you.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. I was prepared as F today coming into the show, so I don't really have to do anything between breaks. So, I mean, you got Bruins and Celtics tonight, but we did a bit where Nick went out and asked people, would they want to do something where you can get, we'll pay for your ticket if you get these three questions right. If not, you get a
spoiler. To the Avengers.
To the Avengers. And if you don't, you get spoiled. There's like a few people that are mad about the bit. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. It is enough. Listen. Great, you love the Avengers. I'm not making fun of you. I like stupid things too. It's the Avengers, okay? Great. It's a multi-billion dollar film. It's going to end up making, I mean, if they make toys, they'll probably be able to take over Microsoft. But my God, with the spoilers, Jesus, my Lord, the hell is wrong with you? The beep wasn't long enough. Fred gave it away. Oh, shut up. I haven't even seen the movie, stupid. My God. You shouldn't. This one, you shouldn't have done the bit. It's too close. Oh, give me a break. Oh, God, no. I inferred something. Oh, no. Oh, you ruined it for me. Ah! We didn't bang your fiance, all right? It's a movie. I am. Oh, my God, am I sick of it. And it's funny because you can say anything you want about Game of Thrones. And no one cares.
Well, there's like TV and movies.
Of course they are. I mean, who wouldn't know that?
Because everyone has TV available. Sometimes you have to wait to go to a movie.
Listen, I know. It's a tough life. It's a hard knock life if you want to go to a movie. I mean, like the Avengers, God bless you. The majority of you do. But I have a right mind to just blow the whole thing for you right now.
If you do that, I would not like that.
I'm not going to do it.
I think that is a bad move.
I'm going to go see the movie later this week. I hope you do not.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay. It would be very funny, though.
Rich is one of these spoiler
people.
It would
go on the tape that we play every year at your birthday, I'll tell you that.
No, they didn't happen organically.
And by the way, like someone was like saying, like there was one part where Nick goes, Thor, like, oh, you spoiled it. I'm like, he said a name.
And even if you inferred something, get over it, all right? It's a movie.
You should watch The Avengers. You'd like it.
Fine, I'll watch The Avengers. I think 3 hours.
I think you'd like it. Watch Iron Man. Start at the beginning.
I saw Iron Man.
Iron Man's a good movie.
Iron Man is a good movie. I didn't say any of these are bad movies. I didn't say that. I liked Iron Man, and I saw Iron Man 2, which I thought was fine. A lot of people don't like it.
You'd like Thor Ragnarok, too. That's a great one.
Fine. I'm sure I would.
And Doctor Strange, if you're high, is probably pretty good.
I don't care for that, Doctor Strange.
I said it's probably pretty good.
Oh, okay. He's guessing. But my God, with this spoiler nonsense, give me an effing break. Jesus. I got to cut myself off from media because I might find out something about a movie. Oh. Then you got Nick over here emotionally spent. This is a sad, sad time in our lives. If we could all live where Captain America lived and just experience war, they need to bring the draft back.
What?
So you got really something to worry about.
How did we get there?
Because if there's a draft lottery on once a week, that means that you're going to have to go to war. Maybe you won't be so concerned about spoilers.
I think.
Plus, okay. I'm 44, so I'm not over the draft age, so what do I care? And my kids are too young to be drafted, so there. I say you bring back the draft for 4 years. Okay. And then you have a real reality show on where they pick a number, and then you got to go to war.
Okay.
And then maybe you're not overly concerned about the wingman going around and scraping up crap.
So I think you would need that, is to escape the misery.
Yeah, but I think
even more. It would be more important to you.
I think it might put things in a little bit of perspective.
Who's wingman?
I don't know, like Happy Fly Guy.
Happy Fly Guy. He died in the first.
Yeah. All I know is the big ones. I know Thor and Iron Man and all that.
Hang on. If you hate the Avengers, why do you read the spoilers?
I don't hate the Avengers. I didn't say that. Jesus, quit putting words in my mouth. I'm saying this whole thing about spoilers is ridiculous.
Then why read them?
Because I want to know so I can torture people. I read the spoilers so I can torture people. And I never said, I said several times I don't hate the Avengers. And I said several times, if you like it, that's fantastic. The majority of people do.
Then why are you making them angry right now? Why are you trying to piss
them off? Because they're pissing me off.
I think they're pissing you off because you pissed them off.
Good. Well, they shouldn't be pissed. Listen, you're all weird with spoilers and stuff. I don't know about you.
I think it's a dick move to the listeners to do that.
I didn't spoil anything.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.